sir. Could you state your full name and ABC number for us for the record?
Tony Weaver, 304851.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Newell, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole officer. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form?
I think so.
Okay. So on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf of the hired licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yeah.
Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so approve? Do you so affirm?
What do you mean?
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision, the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, the board will determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Yes.
Okay, the allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at TOC 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about October 22nd, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then. So, based on the admission of Mr. Weaver, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from Mr. Turner.
Okay, Mr. Weaver was released from prison on 8-9 of 2017, and he was arrested on 3-23-18 by the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office on the ADC warrant. There was no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on 3-23 of 18 with an adjusted release date of 7-8-18. Kurt with 121 abscond days.
121?
Current conviction, 2015, count one, a dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. He's had no previous convictions. This is his first term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 3-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information noted. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. Other arrests in 2002, escape in third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2002, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. Also in 2002, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, theft, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2013, dangerous drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G4, B4.
Okay, Mr. Weaver, I see that when you were released, sir, you were released to go stay at TLC at 9430 North 11th Avenue. You didn't have any other approved residence. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, I was working at... with TLC doing ticket.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, sir, you were placed on screening for task, and your color code says that you had a random urine analysis test during your screening of Olive Your testing history is August of 17, you were negative. October 17, you were negative. October, again, you were negative. Then October the 31st, you were negative. Then, sir, on November 29th, you didn't give a sample. What did you do? Did you relapse or what, sir?
No, I never came up dirty at all.
Well, this one said that you didn't give they didn't collect a sample, meaning that you didn't show up.
I didn't show up. Yeah, I didn't relapse for anything.
Okay, well, you were in the slum for 121 days. What were you doing during that period of time?
Helping my mom. My mom was sick and my sister was.
Well, why didn't you contact your PO during that period of time, sir?
Because I had lost his number and all my information leaving TLC.
And so you couldn't go call a PO office, look it up in the phone book or nothing?
I had no phone or anything.
Well, how would you help your mother and your family if you had no phone or nothing? How did they get a hold to you?
Because I seen my little cousin at the mall.
All right, sir, I'm going to see if the board have any additional questions for you. Sir, seeing that the board has no additional questions for you, we're coming up on a conclusion on your hearing, sir. Prior to concluding your hearing, is there anything else you'd like to say to this board without repeating yourself?
When is my number?
Sir, you will be released on July 8th of 2018. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision.
Well, I would rather just do that. Kill my number July 18th.
Okay. July 8th of 2018, sir. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd rather just do that.
Okay, that far then, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Weaver. Find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and lapsed about the lapse of the criminal ways, as he was an absconder for 21 days, and per Mr. Weaver, he'd rather kill his number, which would mean that he will be released on July 8th of 2018. At that time, he won't be on any community supervision or have to report to a parole officer at that time. So that'll be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, your community supervision has been revoked, sir. You will be released on July 8th of 2018. At that time, you won't be on any more community supervision. You won't have to report to a parole office, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir, and thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Would you please put the CO3 back on the line?
Okay.